Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home for your next Disney or Universal vacation, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show's also being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. Let us book your next Disney vacation, Universal vacation, or any other vacation you can dream of at americantouristtravel.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal Studios, or anywhere else in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, the Wilderness Lodge, the Animal Kingdom, Old Key West, Saratoga, you know them all, guys. Contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at dvcrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast, show number 211. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Dan. Hey, Dan, welcome back.
Oh, thanks, Doug. I just flew in, and my arms are killing me.
Did you bring any La Cava tequila back with you?
No, I didn't. I actually drank it all while I was there, so there was none to bring back.
All right. Did you pop in there, though?
Yeah, I did, and I learned something very interesting. It was frustrating, and I guess I shouldn't have got frustrated, but I did.
You're in Epcot, buddy. Don't get frustrated.
True. But anyway, so we go into La Cava, and, you know, I talked the wife and the kids into going. I said, oh, it's a cool place, and I'm hoping Hilda is there, that she's the woman that we interviewed on the podcast a few months ago. And, you know, I wanted to do that thing where you get a drink and, you know, the 20-drink thing there that we talked about, or at least
you didn't
started.
Get that done in one day, did you?
No. Okay. I was at least going to get one. But anyways... There are two lines. There's always a line to get in the Cava. I mean, I don't think I've ever been there that there hasn't been a line. But, you know, at first, you know, my wife said, oh, let's just get a drink from the outside kiosk there. And I said, well, I'd rather go in, at least have one, and see if we can talk to Hilda. You know, so she agreed. She said, fine, we'll do that. So we go in, and, you know, the line was... it looked to be 10 or 15 people deep, because I should have took a picture of the sign. If I'm not mistaken, the seating capacity in La Cava is 58. It's literally a hole in the wall if you've never been in there. So, you know, it is quite not difficult to get in, but
it's,
you know,
the bathroom of bars, if you want it.
Yeah,
it's about the size of it.
Yeah, it's very tiny. But anyway, so... What I didn't realize, we just jumped in the line and, you know, we were talking and, you know, actually the kids ran over because the line was so long. They jumped on the three caballeros. How do you say that? Caballeros?
Yes.
Whatever.
We got to let you say it.
Yeah, right. The Boston Butcher is back.
Exactly.
But anyways, they went on that. And that worked out well, because when we were two away from, you know, getting in, so I thought... they came back, and people behind us were nice enough. We explained they were with us, and they didn't give us a hard time, which was good. But anyways, what I didn't realize is there's two lines. One line is just to go to the bar and order a drink and leave. The second line, or the line on that's adjacent to it, which again, shame on me, I should have probably looked a little harder, is for seating. So we waited about, it must have been 35, 40 minutes. And when I got up to the you know, one person away, you know, I was like, awesome, we're going to get a table. And then I figured it out, because I saw them seat somebody from the other line. And I'm saying, what's going on here? Maybe there is a special party or something. But then the maitre d' or whatever came over and explained, oh, no, that line there is waiting for tables. The line you're in is just to get a drink. And I was very disappointed, but I probably should have been disappointed in myself and paid more attention to it. But a tip to anybody going there, make sure you're in the correct line, because if you're not, you may wait a long time just to get the opportunity to get a drink at the bar, which we weren't interested in doing. There was the four of us. We, you know, I wanted to charm the place because it's awesome in there, and it's kind of, you know, it's nice to just take in the
atmosphere. Well, they're part of the family now. She's been on our show. It's kind of like you feel you want to go there. I look forward to going there when I go down.
Exactly. It was later in the afternoon, and I probably could have picked a better time to go too. So, and the moral of the story is, we ended up not getting a drink from La Cava. I just said, "Well, we're not going to wait to get a drink at the bar and stand there." We ended up just going outside and getting one from the kiosk, which Hilda did tell us that
They're
they
the
La
same thing.
Cava. Yeah, not the same drinks. I think you can get the same drinks, but the menu is much, much more expansive inside. And I had my heart set on getting a Maelstrom
Oh,
margarita,
you poor
which
guy.
I had to get my Maelstrom in some way or another, and I didn't, but that's what I would have gotten. But it's all good. We ended up doing a whole bunch of other stuff and live and learn, and I learned something. And the listeners hearing this podcast, just something to keep in mind if you're going to go to La Cava, there's two lines.
Well, that's something that they should have. They should have the maitre d' be more, or somebody out there to actually point you the right direction too, or have a sign for the two lines if they're not going to do that.
Yeah, and to be honest, Doug, I think they might have had a sign, and I just didn't see it. Because they were, it was like a typical thing. They'd pass the menus back in line so you could kind of look and see what you wanted. But I figured it was, oh, they just, I understand with only a 58-seat capacity, they want people to kind of know what they want, get them in, serve them, have their, most people just get one drink and then they leave because they want to turn the tables over. So I understand that. But, we kind of knew what we wanted, and we ended up not getting one. But I mean, again, it probably my fault. If I would have asked or paid more attention, I probably would have figured that out, and it wouldn't have happened.
At least you're taking some of the blame for it. I make it 50-50.
60-40 my fault, I would
Okay,
say.
but it could have been a little more obvious for the Boston Butcher. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's just certain things that need to be subdued, and other things are like, yo, you're in the wrong line. I don't know. It's just a shame that you wasted 45 minutes.
Yeah, and that was really the
That's
biggest
the
thing,
point. I
right?
mean, every minute's precious to us when we're down there.
Right. If it would have been 10 minutes, it wouldn't have been a big deal. But we did invest, a bit of time. But at least the kids got to go in the attraction, so I felt that the whole visit to the Mexican Pavilion wasn't a total waste.
Nah, it's beautiful inside there.
Oh
It's
yeah.
never a waste going in there. It's gorgeous. It's just a shame. Like, even if you'd have took the 45 minutes and got the Maelstrom, I'd have been a little happier for you. But then you didn't even get your drink.
Right,
That's the
exactly.
shame of it.
Well, and again, by that time, the Boston Brawler was a little perturbed, and again, at myself, and I just kind of stormed out of there. So, all my fault, my doing, without a doubt.
Well, continue with the drink, and we seen a really
Yes.
nice picture of your beautiful family when you were down there, and I kind of wanted to get a little more backstory on it. When you guys went over to Jock Lindsey and got that picture taken, what was going on there? How was all that?
Well, after the boathouse, and I had planned on doing this, and I think we even talked about this on the show, that I try to get to some of these new restaurants, if not to eat there, at least get a drink or an
This way we
appetizer or
you have some
something.
point of reference too, and we're talking about them on the show, or when news comes out, you can give our listeners a little perspective on the restaurant,
Yeah,
or
no.
our friends, as we like to call them.
Exactly. Yeah, so Jock Lindsey's Hangar Bar, which, as we all know by now, is a kind of a spin-off of the Indiana Jones franchise, and Jock Lindsey was his pilot in the movies. And I can't say with all honesty that I ever knew that or know that, but I'm going to take it that that's a fact, because that's what people have told me. But anyways, yeah, you go in and there's all kinds of hangings on the wall and stuff like that. And when we walked in, the place was, I'm going to call it, semi-full. Tables were pretty full, but it was no me by no means packed, or it
It
wasn't
was
a final
festive, but not
bill.
overpopulated.
Yeah, there you go, exactly. The cast members there were top-notch, and so we got seated, and they asked us if we wanted a dinner menu, or a food menu, I should say. And we had literally just walked out of the boathouse, so I said, "No, thank you. we're stuffed to the gills here, but we definitely would like to, you know, have a drink and check the place out. And they were fine with that, and they seated us at a just a regular table against the wall, which was fine. We were just happy to get in. So we were sitting there for about all of 3 minutes, and all of a sudden a family of four, actually it was six, vacated what you saw in the picture, which is kind of this, what did he call it? It's like a pod, I guess, that goes,
you look
up
like
the
Knights of the Round Table in there.
Yeah, it kind of looks like that, but inside, it's kind of like the inside of the old dive tanks, if you will, like the
okay.
old iron where they would submerge it in the water. And when our waiter came over, and he was very, very good. In fact, he took that picture for us, and he actually did. And he, you know, you can flip your phone around and take a selfie of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
He took a picture of him and one of the other barmaids that was there, and he did it on purpose. He said, "Huh, I took your picture, and you also have a picture of us," you know, and they were making these funny faces. I'll put it up on Twitter. It's pretty funny. But anyways, he explained the whole thing and what this thing did, and, you know, in the movie or whatever, and he was, and they were very, very knowledgeable. He was telling us they had to go through extensive training to understand what all of the different features of the restaurant were, what all the artifacts mean. And he told me an interesting story. You may or may not have seen the what was it now? It's not a shrunken head, but it was a cool-headed monkey was the thing that I posted, and that's the drink that we got. Very, very good. And it comes in that you know, cool-headed monkey mug, which I ended up buying one with my drink, a souvenir mug, and I got it here at home.
Yeah, I got a picture of it. It has Star African Rum, Vanderhum Tangerine Liqueur, fresh lime juice, watermelon, and pineapple juice.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was I think we all got one. It was an awesome drink, but only I got the souvenir mug because.
So you paid the $15, and everybody else paid $10.25.
Right. But I guess this, and what I'm going to say now is kind of a bummer, but I guess it's a societal thing, and it is what it is. But he went on to tell us that, and they have beautiful menus. They're like hardbound menus that, you know, have all the drinks.
You didn't steal any of them for us, did you?
I did not. But he said, believe it or not, he told me how many tables they have there, and I forget, and I apologize. He says, we've already had to reorder. He said, we've lost, I think he said 35 menus have walked out the door. And I mean, it's not like it's just a paper menu. I mean, I've done that before. I've asked, hey, can I, you know, the paper ones, I don't think most restaurants even care if you take them. Mm-hmm. But they were missing 35. And he also went on to say people have scooped the, you know, the souvenir glasses. You know, they have four or five signature drinks there. The cool-headed monkey is one of them. Mm-hmm. He says they've lost dozens is the way he put it. So I said to him, I said, so you're going to be watching me like a hawk. Is that what you're saying, that I don't stuff this in my backpack? Mm-hmm. You know, and he was just kidding and laughing. But but yeah, I guess they have had quite a run because it's a new place of people kind of walking out with some of the stuff, which is too bad because that's not right. And but again, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, very nice place. Like I said, with the boathouse, there's the main bar room, if you will, which is seating capacity is probably, I'd say, 40 or 50. It's very small, not big by any means. But they also do have an outside veranda, and you can sit outside. And, you know, so there is a lot more seating outside of the actual hangar bar itself. Which is nice. I mean, you know, it was obviously dark, and it was nighttime by the time we got there. But I could see being outside there, and you know, you have an awesome view of, you know, what's going on outside, and you can actually watch the boats being launched from the boathouse. Because, like I explained before, Jock Lindsay sits directly across from the boathouse.
I'll tell you what, it's a really nice-looking restaurant. I'm totally happy because Disney actually owns this restaurant.
Yes, yes.
And so it's nice that they did build something down there, and there's a couple other things that they've done. So that's I like the trend because everybody keeps saying that they're letting everybody else do their dirty work as far as build the restaurants. They're doing nothing on their own anymore, and I'm happy that this is their restaurant. And I'll tell you what, a lot of the things look good on this menu. The rolling boulder sliders look good. And did you see the Air Pirate pretzels?
I did not. We like I said, where we were in that little capsule thing, it's kind of off to the side, so we weren't really within eyesight of any other tables. So I didn't even see food coming out to other tables, and we only had the one drink. I mean, we were probably there half hour or so. So it was in and out, and we weren't there. But I've heard good things about the food. I just can't firsthand tell you, how good it was or even what it looked like.
Yeah, these Air Pirate pretzels look really, really good. I want to try them when we get there, because I'm from Philly, so I'm kind of a pretzel snob. I mean, Philly soft pretzels, it don't get any better than the pretzels around here.
Right.
I mean, I get them all the time because the Philly soft pretzel chains are all over the place around here. And every once in a while, when I'm not in mood for anything for lunch, you can go get a sleeve of small pretzels, which are about, there's six in a sleeve, with a spicy mustard, a little container, for $2.25.
Yeah, and pretzels are filling too.
Exactly. There's days where I just don't want to eat Wawa soup no more. I'm not in the mood for this, and I'll grab them in the morning and just bring them to work, and we still have to stop for lunch. I just have something to snack on to get me through the day.
Yeah.
But these really look good. They're Air Pirates pretzels, a plate of everything pretzels with house-made mustard and beer cheese fondue, which really sounds good. And they look pretty cool the way it comes on this rack. They're like a rack stands up and all the pretzels slide over the top of it.
Interesting.
It'd be
Well,
nice to grab a drink like you guys did and maybe grab an appetizer like this next time down.
Yeah, absolutely. Or, like I said, if next time we go to Disney Springs and we don't have an ADR, that would be a perfect thing to, like you said, pop in and maybe get the sliders or the pretzels or something and a beer or wine or a drink or whatever and experience that way. Because, well, let's face it, it's really not a restaurant. It's a bar, as the name implies, and they have bar food too. But it'd be a way to have a little something to snack on as you make your way through Disney Springs.
Well, it'd be good. Like these Air Pirate pretzels, they're $8.99. Me and Brent could grab them and each have a drink and just sit there and relax. And the rolling boulder sliders are three spicy meatball sliders served with a yogurt sauce for $9.99.
That's
That's not,
reasonable, yeah.
yeah, it's not bad. Then you got the Tainas Tacos, a Lost City specialty, filled with farfalle, shredded lettuce, and cucumber tomato salad. These tacos look really, really good. And I don't know, and they come in like a rack. There's three of them. I
That
mean,
sounds awesome.
for $9.49, and then African salads with dips and non-crisp design. So there's a nice salad. There's good dates, goat cheese. I mean, there's all different kind of options here. And then they even
Absolutely.
have this Dr. Elsa's she-deviled eggs. I don't know what these are. No father or son can resist these beet juiced brain eggs stuffed with lump crab for $7.99. I got to try that just to see what Dr. Elsa's doing around here.
Lump crab, I could go for that, that's for sure.
And I'll tell you what really looks good on this menu. It's called the Leo Cheese Revenge. Laoche, Le Cheese Revenge. The spicy Asian sticky wings direct from Club Obi-Wan.
Wow.
They look really, really good. I mean, this place is a must. And like, you go in here, get the wings, get the pretzels, couple drinks, $30, you're out the door.
Yeah, it's not a bad place, and we've been saying it for months now on the show, but well, I know you said it specifically. Disney Springs is practically a fifth gate now. There's so much to do, not just eat and shop, but you got Splitsville, you got Cirque du Soleil, you got
The movie
all.
theaters, you
Oh
got the
yeah.
boats that drive in the water, the
Yeah.
amphibious boats, and it's just a place to be. It's like a gathering.
Oh, it's a happening place, and you know, when we were at the boathouse, I mean, all of the cast there are, you know, just over the top. People were watching, I think we were there on a Saturday, college football was on. So, you know, you had groups of people watching, you know, the Gators or, you know, whatever their favorite team was. And very, very festive atmosphere there. And particularly, like I said, out in that outside bar area out there, it's, you know, it's, I actually took a picture from the bar looking back towards the boathouse. And, you know, it's almost like a separate entity. The only thing that connects it is like a wharf, if you will, going between the boathouse and the you know, the outside bar. But this bar is, I mean, it's probably almost as big as the hangar bar is, only it's part of the boathouse.
Well, I want to continue on too, like, know with the how we always talk about, speaking of Indiana Jones, one of my good friends, I call her, she's like my second mother, she's the one I went down last year to visit and I dropped off her furniture and stuff, Mama
right.
G.
Yeah.
She finally got her annual pass. She would go here and there. The kids came. She went for 1 week. But now she got an annual pass, her and her friend John. They've been going a lot more. So she calls me up. They're headed over to the studios for her first time ever.
Right.
And one of her favorite things was Indiana Jones. And this is how we're spoiled by going all the time and we criticize. But she loved it because her and John had never seen it before.
You mean the hangar bar?
No, the Indiana Jones over at the Hollywood Studios. It made me think of
that.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, like, me and you, we're so, you know, we've seen it so many times, we're
right.
over it, blah, 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 but now this is a new perspective. She calls me up the next day and said, we really loved that Indiana Jones. I mean, she loved the great movie ride, everything else, but her
right.
and John were going on and on about Indiana Jones. And I go, well, you know, the Rock don't get him. And she starts giggling, but then she goes, what's that? Like, she's giggling, but she goes, why are you doing that? I'm like, it's an inside joke, but I'm glad to hear that you really like it. It's like, so we get immune to certain things like that we don't realize that they're still cool, but
right.
to us, they're not no more.
Yeah, and that's the thing. As many times as we go, and even we've been in the Disney community now, you know, with the podcast and everything for, you know, however many years it's been, but we all, you know, I always lose sight of it. There's hundreds of thousands of people every day that go to Disney World that it's their first time ever,
yeah.
and all of this stuff is new and fresh and exciting to them.
Exactly, and I'll be honest with you, Den, and I hate saying that, so you guys can all pick on me. John Peters picked on me for that when he was on the show. He goes, I know you hate me saying
right.
this, but I should actually, me and Brent should actually take the time and sit down and do it again, because it's been a long time since I've seen Indiana Jones.
Yeah, and, you know.
It would probably be kind of new again a little bit to me.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's all in how much time you have. If you have a day where you don't
face
really...
it, you have plenty of time at the studios now.
Well, this is true, but you might have an ADR somewhere else, you know, later in
yeah.
the day where you need to get going. But I mean, if you, you know, at some point, if you do a 10-day trip or something like that, where, you know, time is much more manageable and you don't, you know, you have a lot of free time, you know, that's a time you could probably do that and not feel guilty about it, because you could be doing something, at least in your mind, better.
Yeah, because the last time I seen it was with my dad.
Right. Well,
and that's it's been a while. I mean, it's
right.
been, you know, put it to you this way, September 11th. That's the last time I seen that show.
Wow.
And that's when we took my dad down. And, you know, as much as I frequently talk about my dad being down there, you'd think it was a few years ago I was there with him. But it's actually been like 14 years since I've been down there with him.
Wow.
And, you know, I miss him every day. And it's like, I should go back and see it. 14 years, you know, there's things that I skip a year, I don't go on and I see it. I'm like, man, I forgot that was there.
Right.
So it's been a while. When's the last time you think you did Indiana Jones?
Oh, boy, Doug. It's got to be...
Probably close to what I'm telling you.
Yeah, it might be. It's been 10-plus years. It's got to
Exactly.
Be.
So I bet you would be fresh eyes if you saw it again.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't... I don't mind the show. I more mind
yeah.
the wait and getting in line and all that. And you know how... Well... It
yeah.
takes so long to load that theater, and, you know, it's a, even, what's the show, 30 minutes maybe, a little more?
Yeah, but I think it might be more doable now that you have your iPhone and all. You give
right.
me something to do while the theater's
right.
loaded. I could be texting and tweeting and not have the wife yelling at me.
Right. Yeah, because you're just killing time anyways, right?
Exactly. So she wouldn't feel like I'm not being with her, tweeting
Right.
out to all of our friends and fans out there,
Right.
listeners, and I could be killing two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
So,
I know what you
but
mean.
now continue with the food at downtown. Did you head? How'd you like? Did you end up at Fulton's or did you cancel that?
No, we ended up canceling that. And why did we end up canceling that? Well, we just had other plans to do. To be honest, by the time we ate at, I'm not complaining, but we picked up the tab for most of the trip for the kids too. So, with four people, by the
No,
time we,
it adds up, man.
yeah, and it does. And again, I'm not complaining because we enjoy treating them, especially to the American Q, like I talked about. I mean, I wanted to get my future son-in-law's reaction to that, and it was awesome because he was blown away by just the sheer amount of meat that we kept coming over to the table. So seeing somebody enjoy it, and we enjoyed it too, don't get me wrong, but seeing somebody just totally, their eyeballs bugging out of their head, like, are you kidding me? After the first couple of, cuts of meat came, he was probably thinking it was going to wind down, and I said, you haven't even started yet. This has just begun, and yeah, that was awesome. And
Who fought? How bad did you fight over the candy bacon?
when it was all said and done, we each had a piece, and there was one piece left, and I split it with him. I said, well, we're not leaving it here, even though we were stuffed. And I said, well, I'll eat half and you eat half. So that's what we ended up doing, and it was delicious.
Oh, good stuff.
Oh yeah.
So let's continue on the food basis. Some of your favorite things from Food and Wine Den. I know your first day you headed up after you were down in Disney Springs, then you headed over to Epcot.
Yeah,
So what's some of the standouts at Food and Wine for you?
well, I'm going through
I'm
my.
gonna make you go through the paperwork.
Yeah, no. I have my book right here. I did go to the craft beer, which is where the Odyssey restaurant used to be. You know where that is, and it's pretty cool. They have it set up. They got tables and a few chairs in there. And right when I was heading over there, it started to pour out, actually. It was just one of those, like, quick.
Florida showers.
Yeah, exactly. So everybody, in the vicinity, bolted to that place. But I was going to go for the beer flight, but I didn't. So I got a what was it here? It was the Brewhub Keybilly Island Ale, and that is from Lakeland, Florida. It was very good. So I got that, and they had a pimento dip of some sort that came with, like, pretzels and stuff like that. That was pretty awesome too. And like I said, the way they have it set up in there, it's like a dark atmosphere, and little tables. We ended up sharing a table with a couple other folks. They were actually locals, and we chewed the fat for a while, if you will, enjoyed the beer, and by the time that was all said and done, we were back outside again. So that was pretty cool. I did go to the Chew Lab, and at the Chew Lab, I had, well, we went to one of the two. We went to Sustainable Chew, yes,
Sustainable Chew.
Sustainable Chew, and we got the pork spare ribs, which were awesome. They were, my wife loved them. That was probably her favorite. Nah, it wasn't her favorite thing, but it was, if it wasn't her favorite, it was number two. And the ricotta zucchini ravioli we got too, and that was oh, actually we got three things, and we also we
Got the
got the
vanilla panna
dessert.
cotta?
We did, and that was awesome. That was awesome. So we split that at the end, and yeah, everything at that booth was it was very, very, very good. We didn't go for the other, the Chew Lab, I should say, because that was when I was still on my no more beef kick. So
Yeah, that lasted a whole day.
Well, I'll go into that a little bit more. But yeah, that's where they had the New York strip with the parsnip silk balsamic glaze with arugula foam. But I'm sure it was good. I just wasn't in the mood for steak or meat or anything like that. And salmon isn't my favorite thing. So, and my wife, I shouldn't say she hates salmon. That's not a way. She doesn't really. the fish she does eat, she doesn't like something that tastes real fishy. And as you know, salmon can have a fishy taste to it, you know, if you're not used
Absolutely.
to it. So we kind of blew by that one and didn't do too much there.
Yeah, the ricotta and the zucchini ravioli was John Peterson's favorite of the whole trip.
Yes, I
I mean, of
remember.
all food and wine. John said he could have left his son there with the Wi-Fi and picked him up 5 hours later, as long as he had enough money to keep buying the ravioli.
Right. I mean, I'll let Bob speak for himself. Bob Saigon from All In WDW.
And while you're speaking to him, we'd like to say hi to Mrs. All in WDW and say we're thinking of you and hope everything goes well for you.
Yes, that goes without saying. But he did mention the somewhere along the way when I was speaking with him, he was a little less than impressed with the ravioli. Oh, and again, he didn't say he didn't like it or it wasn't good. He just prefers meat in his ravioli. So that was his perspective. But he can elaborate on that when we have him on the show in the very near future.
Yeah, we're gonna have Bob on. We'd rather have Mary, but we're gonna have Bob on.
Oh,
Or
maybe.
Mrs. All in WDW, as we like to call her around here.
Yeah, maybe we can do that at some point.
Yes.
I did go to the Dominican Republic booth. I didn't get food, but what I did get was a frozen Dominican pina colada featuring Ron Barcelo Blanco rum. Very, very, very good. It was better, or how can I say it? It had more flavor than just a regular pina colada. And it came in a glass that was I mean, it was bigger than most of the little wine, you know, the little plastic wine glasses they give you. But that was $11. It was expensive, but it was very, very good. I enjoyed that. Let's
Well,
see here. Farm Fresh. I did get the loaded mac and cheese.
oh, you go.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna have meat anymore, but I'm gonna get the loaded mac and cheese.
Well, you know, that's not steak, so. But yeah, I did not get the they had the hash in previous years, and this kind of replaced it. And again, I got this I think on our second day there. So it was very, very, very good, very rich, and it had you know, the pepper bacon in it, like it says. And it was you know, it wasn't your father's mac and cheese, as they say. It was mac and cheese on steroids, I guess is what I would call it. It was awesome, without a doubt.
Now, did you didn't try the yard bird there, because they said that's as good as the one that's over at Sinai over at the Animal
No, no,
Kingdom.
no. You're thinking of the buttered chicken.
The butter chicken, I'm sorry, but
Yeah,
did you
no.
try the grilled yard bird?
No, I did not. The
Yeah, that's right. It is the butter chicken. My bad, because that's
Oh.
what we've had over at Sinai.
Right. Yeah, the griddle yard bird was one that the technique they use is they have the wing on the breast, and then I think they hammer it or beat it with a, you know, like a wooden mallet, a culinary mallet, you
Oh,
know. Yeah, and it
jeez.
just it doesn't look appetizing, and you know, it's just chicken, so I didn't
You can get that at home, right?
there you go. That's what I was thinking. Let's see, Australia. I did get the grilled sweet spicy bushberry shrimp. Awesome. I think they've had this in previous years or something similar, but that was good. Did not go for the lamb chop, even though
Good
I know
boy.
that's Mrs. All in WDW's favorite or one of her favorites. And I'm sure it's good. It's just, you know, something that's not for me.
We're not in the lamb zone over here.
Yeah, the lamb zone. Or as we used to say, the venison zone, right?
No, yeah, more you than me, but it's all good. I called it Bambi more than venison.
Right. Let's see. But I did. You're gonna think all I did was drink on this day, but I did go to Block and Hans, which is the little kiosk over right to the right of the American Adventure. You know where that is. Kind of not where you get the funnel cakes, but the one right over to the left there. And I
I know
got
what
a
you're talking
Kurt.
about.
Yeah, I got a Kurt Russell's Gogie Goldie Chardonnay, which was awesome. That
So is
was.
part Kurt Russell, part Goldie
That must be it, right?
Hahn? Yeah,
Are
that's what
they
I would
married,
say.
or were they
Yeah,
married?
there.
They
Yeah.
are married. I don't know, but anyways, no, that was awesome. That was a Chardonnay that I enjoyed. In Morocco, even though Bob always kind of he's less than impressed with this, I did get a kefta pocket, seasoned ground beef in a pita pocket. That was awesome. I really, really enjoyed that. And
Good for you.
yeah, well. again, and I do this, not that I don't listen to Bob. I take his advice quite
Well, you
frequently,
both
but
have your own palate.
exactly. And just, you know, even though he raves about the lamb meatball, you know, I wouldn't let my dog eat it. No, to Bob, I'm only kidding. But you know what I mean. If you know, people, like you said, have different palates and different likes and dislikes. But I really enjoyed that.
I believe it. I would have probably liked it too.
Oh, I know you would have, because the ground beef in the pita pocket, and the pita was nice and fresh, and it came with a, you know, there was a sauce on it, and it had a little bit of, you know, salad greens on the top, and it was very, very tasty. I really enjoyed that. So if anybody's going down to Food and Wine, I highly recommend the Kefta Pocket from Morocco.
Did you get to stop by our place at all, Spice Road?
No, we didn't go in. We went by it a couple of times, and I almost had the family talked into going in there to watch Illuminations, but all of the outside tables were full, and the next row from them. So, and why was it? Why was it? Oh, my wife wanted to get a cheddar cheese soup. So instead of going to Spice Road, we walked, you know, around and stopped in Canada, got a couple of things, and we ended up watching Illuminations from over that side of the lagoon. So,
now, did you end up giving in and getting the Le Cellier Filet?
I'm trying to remember when, Doug, but yes, is the short answer to the question, and it was awesome. It was as good as I remembered. It was tender.
Melt in your mouth.
Cooked just right. Yeah, it was very, very good. I did get a filet at some point. Yep, my book's stamped here, so I must have got it. Ireland, I got the lobster seafood fisherman's pie, and again, that was as good as I remembered.
That's one of John's favorites when he was on. He loved that too.
Yeah, that's kind of that's kind of getting like the filet in Canada. That's kind of a staple now at Food and Wine. They get rid of it, there'll be people will be screaming.
It would be for me.
Right. And yeah. I actually, yeah, on that.
My surf and turf, that's the perfect one.
Right. And just keep in mind as I'm reading these off, we were at the festival for two full days and then part of another day. So these aren't necessarily all being done the same day, just in case you're wondering.
You end up pulling at me. You ended up saying you were not going no more and ended up going back another night.
Right.
She draws you back in.
Yeah.
The good old Mrs. Epcot. She'll get you every time.
Every time I try to get out, they keep pulling me back in.
Exactly. Epcot has that draw on you.
Is that the Godfather? That
absolutely. Every time I try to get out, they bring me back in.
Yeah. So lobsters, and I also got the Irish cheese selection plate, which is Irish cheddar, Dubliner, and Irish porter. And that was very good. It comes with crackers, different cheese, and you know, the cheese, some of it was just, you know, stronger than I'm used to, and very flavorful, different, and I'm glad I got it and experienced it. It just, you know, it wasn't just like a couple of slabs of cheddar cheese or something like that. This had some unique flavor to it, and it was very, very, very good.
Yeah, something you can't get at home. That's the good part. Well, you could, but you're not going to.
Exactly. And going back to Greece, I did not get get one of these, but my wife actually had, over the course of the week, she had this three times because she liked it so much. But
good
the,
for her.
What is it? The where am I? Oh, the chicken gyro with the tzatziki sauce. Very, very, very good. Same thing. It kind of came in a pita pocket, like the dish over in Morocco, but it had a nice tangy sauce on it, and it was filled
with
salad.
It had a little kick to it.
Yeah, it did. Not like hot, but it had enough spice where it was, you know, flavorful. And she had one of those on the first day, and, you know, we had many things around the showcase that, I mean, she had some things that I didn't necessarily have. Like, I didn't eat anything in Italy, but she liked I think they had did they have raviolis there? When is it? Yeah, where's Italy? What did she get? I think they had ravioli and, yeah, I'm not going to find it now.
I'll play the Jeopardy song while we're waiting for you.
Looking for Italy, right? Italy. Yes, they had ravioli a la caprese or whatever, cheese ravioli, tomato sauce, mozzarella, parmesan, and basil. That was very good. I had a bite of that. That's all she'd give me because she liked it so much.
Now, did you go to New Zealand? Did you get the scallops over there?
I did, I'm very disappointed. No, I did not. There were a couple things that I just never got to, and that was one of them, the scallops. And I believe I had them one or two on my list, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that's why I was curious if you got them.
Well, I know we
Because
have.
they were Bob's, I mean, they were John's favorite, Peter's. They were his absolute favorite, the scallops.
Right. Well, I know we talked about this before I left, how you have a plan and it always doesn't work out like that, and that's kind of what happened to us. And but I ended up trying some things that even weren't even on my
Like
list.
the Kefka pocket.
Exactly. That was just a it happened to be the right time. We had just gotten there. We were hungry. It sounded good, and we grabbed it. Whereas, the Scotland booth where the scallops were was actually right at the mouth of when you enter World Showcase if you're coming with from Spaceship Earth at your back. So, you basically got a half a mile walk if you want to go get that. So sometimes it's just like, well, yeah, that would be good, but let's see if we can find something here we like, and that's what we ended up doing.
Well, what we're going to do now is I'm going to send you over to the Animal Kingdom for a little bit to finish off this episode. And then what we'll do is when we do the news this weekend, we'll cover the Magic Kingdom and the Not So Scarily Halloween Party. You know what? Maybe we ought to do that now so this show goes out before Halloween and we'll cover over the Animal Kingdom on Sunday. That's what I wanted to do. I want to get the Halloween out of the way before we can get this released before Halloween. So how did you like this year's Mickey Not So Scary Halloween Party?
It was good, as it always is. I mean, I just love the Magic Kingdom and how it's decorated and all its fall glory, and it's
Beautiful. I
beautiful.
love the pumpkins out front of the Magic
Oh
Kingdom.
yeah, you can't beat it. And I don't know if you could see it. I think I did a periscope from right in the square there at the Magic Kingdom. That wasn't the day we did the party, but you could see the they put the Mickey pumpkins on the lamp posts and all the all of the
The fall
leaves
orange
and things. Yeah,
colors,
yeah,
and
yeah.
it's just so festive. It's beautiful.
It is. Magic Kingdom looks totally different, but yeah, I mean, Peas and Carrots, our friends Carmen and Brian, she put out a tweet today, and I seconded it. And I think we even talked about this before I left. I wonder if they're selling more tickets to these parties than they used to years ago. And her tweet was essentially the following: it was, "We really enjoy doing Remy's hide and squeak. That's that thing." I think John mentioned it, or one of our guests,
Exactly. Yep.
where you go around to the countries. You get. I did do it, and I'll answer your question. I'm sorry, but while I brought it up, you buy a card, and it costs you $8.95. And what it is in each of the countries, not the kiosks for wine, food and wine, but the actual core countries that are there 365 days a year, they hid a actual a Remy, and he was probably about, oh, I'm going to say 18 inches to 2 feet high, somewhere in each of the countries. And you have a package of stickers, and Remy is holding a particular item of food in each of the countries. So, for example, in Italy, it was zucchini. So there was Remy. And I'm going to tell you where it was. It was kind of funny. There was Remy holding, a basket of zucchini or something like that. But so that's how you have to complete this thing in order to get the pin that you prepaid for $8.95. But you
Yeah,
get a pin,
exactly.
right? You get a pin when you complete this. So you have to go to your sticker book and find the sticker that has Remy on it with the zucchini, and then you put that sticker, in the Italy spot on your card. So that time that I tried the ravioli, I had a bite of my wife's ravioli. We had a table like across from the Italy pavilion, out towards the water. You know where I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And there's a little boat in the water. I know you've seen it. It's like one of those, boats you'd see in Italy or whatever. And Remy was sitting in the boat, just sitting there. And we just happened to look up
It's a
and see it.
gondola.
Yes, exactly. But we weren't looking for it. The funniest thing is, and what dawned on me is, excuse me, people were probably scouring the Italy pavilion, going in
Tutto Italia.
The wine cellar, and looking in all the fountains and looking around the whole Italy pavilion. And if you didn't walk across the promenade and look down at the boat that's sitting in the water, you would never find it. So some of them were pretty well hidden. You really had to work at it, or, well, there's a couple of ways to cheat. You can just kind of eavesdrop on your neighbors that are doing it. And I didn't see a lot of people doing it and figuring it out, but I hate to admit this, but I will. Or you can just go online and Google it, and there's plenty of places that'll tell you where all the secrets are, and you can literally fill out your card in 2 minutes if you wanted to. I mean, you know, if you did that, you'd really have to work at it to go to...
Yeah, the idea of it is to make you explore the country. Yeah,
exactly.
That's the whole fun of it, so you get to see more. It's kind of like over at Russell, over at the Animal Kingdom. The reason you wanted to be an explorer is so you get to makes you see stuff that you normally wouldn't. They're trying to point you in the right direction.
Exactly. The Wilderness Explorer program. You're absolutely right. But anyways, that's a fun thing. I recommend to do it. And like I said, it's Remy's Hide and Squeak. And it's pretty cool. And I took a few pictures of the Remy's that we found. I mean, we found, you know, a bunch of them on our own. But it was towards the end of the trip, and we had not found a couple. And we went online and filled in the rest. So I got my pin. So technically I cheated, but hey, what are you going to do?
Yeah, John said something about, because they were so crowded when he was there, they just gave him the pin before he even went.
Well, and that's it. When you get right down to it, you prepay for the pin. So, I mean, the cast member, they really could care less whether you filled the thing out or not. I mean, their goal was met. They sold you the...
Yeah.
Thing. But it was a nice pin. You had your choice of 7 or 8 pins. So, you know, I got Remy with a chef hat on because of my son. So I enjoyed it. Like I said, I'd classify it as a diversion. That's all.
Well, that's his kind of food there at Little Prince, too, French food.
Exactly.
It's all good.
Yeah, and this is similar to the program, and I know I mentioned this to you last year. I think last spring when we went for Flower and Garden, they did the same thing with the Easter eggs. You know, they hide the eggs around the country.
Little scavenger hunt.
Yeah, same exact thing, just, you know, it's a different, you know, it's Remy instead of Easter eggs, that's all. So that was all good.
So now back to...
What did you ask?
I asked you how much you liked the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, and you went on over to this, it's all good.
Go figure, right? It was extremely, extremely, extremely crowded. I mean, it was...
It was like everybody bought the... It was like everybody from the day in the park just stayed.
It was crazy packed. I mean, we were in the hub, and we watched the Hocus Pocus Villains. That's the Castle stage show, the new one this year. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I could hear it, and I could see some of it, and we were right in the hub. But there was so many people there, it was very, very difficult to even negotiate and move around. So the point I was going to make that the common peas and carrots made earlier today, she even said that she... she says they're definitely overselling these parties now. And we suspected that was true because we talked about it. And I guess my takeaway from it is they've taken a quaint little, you know, used to be a fun party. We could go enjoy the Magic Kingdom, enjoy the parade, enjoy the Hallowishes fireworks, and get on attractions with fairly little to no wait. And those days are over. I mean... there were waits on most of the attractions. We didn't do any attractions while we were there. My son-in-law and her boy.
Your future son-in-law.
Yeah, I'll get that right one of these times.
I got you covered.
Yeah, they actually dressed up. He was Wreck-It Ralph and she was Penelope, I think.
She was the driver of the car.
Exactly.
Have you seen that movie yet?
No, never seen it.
Never. It's actually a lot better than I thought. Sarah Silverman plays Penelope, but it's funny. I tried not to watch it. I wasn't eager to.
Yeah.
And I stumbled upon it one morning at like 6 o'clock on a Sunday morning. My wife's still sleeping, and I turned the TV on and it was just starting. So I said, you know what, I'm going to try this. And then next thing you know, it's 8 o'clock. It was over.
And you enjoyed
it was
it.
really good.
Yeah, and that's what my daughter was telling me. She said, Dad, it's not the greatest. And my retort to that was, well, I don't like video games. She says, that's irrelevant.
It
yes,
is.
it is. He is in a video game, but that's not the premise of the movie. So
it's not even a game I played. It's more to show you that people are kind of what – people aren't all – it's kind of to tell you the moral of the story is people always aren't who do you think they are.
Okay.
That's how it's working. It's like, you know – Wreck-It Ralph is supposed to be this big, scary, like, tough guy.
Right.
And really, he's brokenhearted because nobody really cares about him, kind of.
I see.
So, and it brings everybody together, and then he helps her out. He gets trapped in another game. It's you'd like it.
Yeah.
It's Disney, so you would like it.
At some point, I'll see it. I just, you know, I just got to make the time to do it like everything else. But I will see it at some point.
It's just like the other one, the newest one. I can't think of the
good
name
dinosaur?
Of it. No, not the Good Dinosaur, but I do want to see that. But the robot one, the
Big
newest
Hero
one.
Big Hero 6?
Big Hero 6.
Yeah.
I did not think I was going to like that.
And you loved it.
It was absolutely awesome. And again, it's me doubting Disney. The way they tell a story is awesome.
Right, right, right.
Me and Brenda, the same thing. Saturday night, we had a couple drinks. I had myself a Peroni. She had a glass of wine. We were
Bob
we
and
cooked
I,
a night.
And not to interrupt you, but Bob and I saw that. And we said, well, Doug's having his own party. So, you know, and we got a chuckle out of that.
Yeah, well, that was another night of Peroni. But anyway.
Oh, okay.
But this is going back months ago. We did this one.
Okay.
And you know, I had a Peroni. She had a glass of beer. And we went out and we were looking for things on TV. And all of a sudden, I seen Big Hero 6. We just wanted something. You ever have that night where you just want something light? You want to laugh? I was looking for a good comedy, and that popped on. And I said, well, Disney always works. So let's try this. And we watched that. And me and her were both pleasantly surprised. We liked it a lot more than we thought we were going to.
I agree with you. There's probably four or five movies that I need to see that, you know, being a Disney fan, I should see. And even like that Guardian of the Galaxy, I haven't seen that either.
Mm-hmm.
Have you?
I've seen most of that. It's okay. I kind of like that too. It's one of those things I've caught it 10 different times on on Stars.
Never start to finish. Yes.
No, but I've caught it many a times where I got to watch the whole thing. But no, you got to check both of them out. But you're right. I mean, the Halloween parties, every time we turn on our websites to do the news and blah, Halloween party sold out. This one sold out. And it just seems like every year they just keep adding more and they're selling out. And it's like, it's like it used to be like you get at least gathering. It was like a bonus for you to do it.
Yeah.
Now all it is extra magic hours you're paying for.
Yeah. I mean,
extra.
To be honest with you, after this last experience, I'm not going to sit here and say I will never do Mickey's Not So Scary because that would be foolish and I probably will do it, but I don't see us doing it any time in the near future. You know,
you'd have more fun just going to another park that was open late to get away from the crowd or hanging back at the resort or going to one of your other resorts or downtown. Now, Disney Springs will be our place.
Exactly. It'll either be the Springs or it'll be Epcot, one of the two. And that's just us. And again,
and that's me too. We stopped too, dude. I mean, I seen them to see them.
Right.
I loved it. Did you see the Headless Horseman?
Yeah, it was all the normal stuff, and I get a kick out of people watching and just seeing all of the different characters. Like we were over at the.
It's nice watching some of the kids go crazy over.
Oh yeah,
with the parade and all.
And we were at Epcot, so we took the monorail over to the Magic Kingdom.
There you go. That's like an extra bonus.
Well, that's an attraction in itself. But, but everybody getting, not everybody, but there were many, many, many people in costume going over. And, you know, some people are so clever and just seeing all the different people dressed up. That, you know, that was fun in itself, just people watching and stuff. I enjoy that stuff. And, you know, like I told you, I think earlier when we were talking on the phone, we did the TTA and
I was mad at you because you didn't periscope
that.
You did a fabulous job periscoping. The one thing I asked you to do, you didn't do. That and the crabless crab cake. You're never going to live it down.
I know. It's like
I think when we go down together, I'm going to get a crabless crab cake, and you're going to have to eat it on the People Mover.
Yeah, I will do that, and I apologize. But I hope everybody did like the periscopes. I mean, I probably sounded like an idiot on most of them because you're standing there in the middle of a busy...
You didn't sound any different than you do on this show.
That's true. That's true. No, but it's weird because, like, I'm talking to myself, and people are looking. But you know what I come to realize? Nobody really cares, you know what I mean? They just keep walking by, but...
What does the radio host do? He's basically... you're talking to the people that's listening to you.
Right, right. But you know what I mean. You'll see. When you go down on your trip and you do a few periscopes, you'll see.
I love hearing myself talk, Dan.
Yeah.
I'll be going, now this is the TTA, starring Doug Davis. Enjoy.
Right, right.
But you know what I'm saying. No, you did a good job. I enjoyed the friendship boat one. You know it's my dream job.
Right.
It was killing me because I'm dreaming of walking along because I'm usually, as you're riding the boat from the studios,
right.
I'm usually walking.
Oh, right. Yeah, and I did, if you saw that particular one, I actually got some of the walkway because we had the outside seats in the back of the friendship boat. So I was sitting on the side, so I was filming as we came up on it would be the boardwalk.
Swan and Dolphin.
Yeah, Swan and Dolphin on one side and then the boardwalk on the other. So that sidewalk was in the videos. And it worked out good, too, that a couple of the other boats kind of
flew
their
hit
behind
whistles.
Us and beside us. And, you know, the horns were blowing and all that.
Oh, those horns are like heaven. That's like a symphony to me, Dan, when those horns start blowing.
Yeah, and just a general comment. I mean, Periscope is a pretty good app. I like it because the old way I used to have to do it is like film a video on my iPhone and then I'd have to save it and then put it in a tweet. It was a lot more steps. I mean, with Periscope, it's just boom, it's right there and it's on and all you got to do is retweet it. So it's a lot user friendly, let's just say, than some of them other ways to do it.
Yeah, it didn't hinder you. Like, it cut out so many steps where you didn't mind doing it.
Yeah.
It wasn't like it isn't like a job doing it.
Right. Like I said, you know, riding over on the boat, you know, I did one. We left Saratoga Springs to go over to Disney Springs, and, you know, we were just enjoying the boat ride over there. So by doing the Periscope, I'd just be sitting there anyway. So, you know, it was all good. I kind of enjoyed doing them. It was a little bit different. I didn't tweet out as many like still pictures and stuff because I was doing the Periscope stuff, but I think I was still able to capture some of what we were seeing and hopefully bring a little Disney to our listeners that may not be going down for a while or just enjoy seeing that stuff.
Yeah, I was up on a darn roof watching videos. My brother's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Dennis is on the friendship boat. Shut up."
Only a Disney freak like us would understand that, right?
Yeah, the crazy Bart was Tomaters looking over my shoulder, checking it out.
Right, right. So
no,
anyway,
we had fun.
I know we're getting long in the tooth here, but I want to get back to the question I think you asked me 20 minutes ago. So, yeah, so what ended up happening on our Animal Kingdom day is people were getting pretty tired in the party, and my wife wanted to do some laundry, and it was this, you know, the day before we left. So she says, you know, do you mind if I just stay here? I want to, you know, go to the pool and do this and do that. I said, nah, that's fine, I said, but I have to go to the Animal Kingdom. She said, well, what do you mean you have to go? I said, look, if I don't eat these fried wontons, Doug's going to throw me off the show and I'll never hear the end of it. So let me jump on the bus, go over there for a couple hours and at least experience these things. So I'll have you know that just to make you happy, I went over to the Animal Kingdom, even though I wanted to go anyways.
I think you wanted to go. I think I helped push you. It was a good excuse, but
yes.
I think you really wanted to try them fried wontons.
I did. I really did. And actually,
because I know you. If you didn't really want to, you wouldn't have gone.
No. But I felt kind of bad leaving, but they had a plan, and my daughter and her boyfriend were – they were doing something else, and like I said, my wife just wanted to have a kind of a relaxing day the day before we left, so I understood that. So so I did. I jumped over to the Animal Kingdom, and I'm going somewhere here, and I'm forgetting where I'm going.
You did get you go to the, you went to the Yak and Yeti.
Yeah, so yeah, it was late morning. I think it was 11:30, quarter of 12 by the time I got there, and I got a Joffrey's coffee on the way in. Did a went through the center there. Oh, I went over to the new
The Oasis and
Starbucks.
all.
Yeah, the Oasis, and then I went over to the new Starbucks. I didn't get anything, but I went in there and
It's
took.
nice, isn't it?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's probably the be I think it's the well, it's between that and the trolley car cafe over at the studios. But very, very nice. They did a great job on it. So I did.
I'll be honest, I love all four of them. They all fit the parks.
Yeah.
Even like the one at Epcot is nice. It's just
Right.
it's airy, it's open, it just fits Epcot. Like I
Right.
think Disney did a really good job innovating, putting all
Well, theme
four of
it,
these
right.
into these parks,
Right.
making them fit
They're
perfectly.
not cookie cutter where, yeah, we're just going to throw a Starbucks. Each one kind of complements the park that it's in, is the way I would say it, wouldn't you?
Absolutely, they did a great job with the to make it fit to the what they're going for at each park. It fits perfectly. Like
Exactly.
the everybody was foaming at the mouth, crazy worried that they were going to ruin their Main Street bakery,
Right.
and they really didn't. I mean, it still looks beautiful. We kept saying, "Look at Casey's. It's had Coca-Cola there for 50 years, it seems like. It didn't ruin that.
Well,
So what did you have to eat at the Yak and Yeti?"
I got my slip right here, but I was just going to say one thing, just a tip, I guess, and it's not really a tip, but I guess it's just what I experienced in this. I ended up canceling two ADRs while we were there. One we already mentioned was at Fulton's, and I was worried about it because it was a reservation for four, and as you know, the policy is if you cancel within 24 hours, they will charge your credit card, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, $10 a person.
Right. So what I ended up doing for that one is I went up to the concierge at Saratoga Springs. So I said, well, I'm just going to throw myself at their mercy and say, look, our plans changed. We can't go, whatever. So the cast member there, pulled up my information. Oh yeah, we see it here. I said, look, is there any way you can wipe out the $40 fee and all that? He said, well, seeing how you're from Massachusetts, I think we can do that. And he was just teasing me. So I think the moral to the story is, at least if you call and try to, in good faith, be honest with them, I don't think they're that
And you
strict.
canceled a reasonable amount of time. You didn't wait till 10 minutes or a
Well,
half hour before. You did it that morning. You
right.
realized things have changed,
Yeah.
and they're pretty lenient with that.
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm saying. I mean, maybe other people have different experience with this, but I mean, if your plans do change, honesty is the best policy. If you just try to as early as you can, and that's what I did. I did it early in the day. They were fine with it. And then the second one was the actual Yak and Yeti, because we had had a, I think a six. No, it wasn't six. They closed at six. Whatever it was, but we had an ADR. So my approach on this one, I said, look, our plans have changed. I didn't go into detail or whatever. I went right to the podium at the Yak and Yeti. I said, but I said, I'm willing to have lunch here now if you can fit me in. And how about if I do that and you wipe out my ADR tonight? They said, no problem. Not a problem at all. It's done. And they wiped it right out. And I.
They're awesome in there, the
Oh,
people there. It's a
yeah.
super nice place,
It
man.
is. And I was seated right on the main dining room there, and happened to be a table full of people from Boston.
Now, is
I
that your
left.
first time in there?
Oh, no. I was there. It's
Okay.
been a few years. The last time I ate there, I ate upstairs where you could
The
see out.
decor in there is incredible. Even though it's all hodgepodge,
Yeah.
that's the beauty of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I actually texted, tweeted out a picture. There's a lot of like carvings and different things in there. I mean, I wish I would have stayed a little longer to look around, but I wanted to get back and get back with the family. But I did look around, and I actually, I'll tell you exactly what it is. I had a Victoria Gold Monkey beer, and I
I've had that before. It's good.
yeah, it was, but I didn't want to drink the beer before I had, well, I'll tell you what I had, but so I kind of saved it to the end. And when I left, I still had like 3/4 of it in the glass that I was drinking it out of. So I just went up to the bar and said, "Hey, could you put this in a to-go glass?" And he was like, "Absolutely." So I was, I was able to take it with me for the my rest of the time there while I was walking around the park, which was awesome. But anyways, I ended up getting the pot stickers, what I think they're pork pot stickers, if I'm not mistaken, with that awesome dipping sauce. And I also, no, I'm sorry, I don't think the pot stickers were pork. And then I got an order of the pork egg rolls, which they give you three. If I knew that, I wouldn't have got them, only because it was so much food. I was by myself, and I knew I was getting the wontons for dessert. So I ate two of the pot stickers. Those were I really, really enjoyed them. But the egg rolls were, I don't know. Maybe it was just the sauce, or maybe I was hungry. But both of those appetizers were phenomenal. I really, really enjoyed them. So.
Well, the breading on it's weird. It's like super, super fresh. It like melts in your mouth,
Yeah,
doesn't it?
it wasn't like, how sometimes when you go to your local Chinese restaurant, sometimes they're real saturated in oil, like at the bottom. These were like, you're right, like airy, crispy. The batter was, yeah, they were.
It's a chili plum dipping sauce. It's a pork
Oh
egg roll
man,
you got.
it was awesome. So anyways, it was kind of funny because, I said, "Do I need?" Because I had the menu at the beginning, obviously, and I said, "Oh, do I need to order dessert now?" Or he said, "No. When you finish eating, we'll figure it out." So as soon as I was done, he saw I was done and all this stuff. He says, "Okay, so fried wontons for you." And it's like he knew, or it must be just so popular that that's what 90% of the
He
people
listens to
get.
the show.
Yeah, or he knew who I was, exactly. He listens to the show. But yeah, they were every bit as good as you said they were. And the thing I like, well, a couple of things I liked about them, they put the ice cream in a separate little saucer so that it doesn't melt too quickly. It's not on, because the wontons are hot, obviously. But
Exactly.
the thing that I really liked is, every there was a wonton, then there was like
The
a
pineapple, the
pineapple.
strawberries.
Yeah, with the strawberries and the fruit mixed with the ice cream, mixed with the wonton, they were delectable. I mean, they were very.
The
I mean, it,
vanilla honey drizzles like out of this world.
yeah. They. I mean, I could only eat one skewer because I just told you what I ate before that. But I mean, I did not eat it because I didn't want it. It was just like I was stuffed. But I very good recommendation. I guess I got to admit it. Doug's right again.
Yeah, they're just. But what I love about it is, and I know it would be good anywhere. But what's great about it is, it's something that I look forward to every year going down there and getting over there to get them, because I can't get them anywhere. I've never seen anything like them anywhere else.
No, you're right. It is a unique offering. I've never had anything like that. And you're right. It sounds kind of weird, like a fried wonton, but it's not a savory. It is a savory thing, but it's not. It's a dessert, so it is kind of unique in that regard.
It's just everything on there, like all the things blend together so well. It's like the perfect combination.
Yeah, and like I said, there was a big table to my left, and I saw some of the entrees they got, and they must have got some kind of like a lo mein chicken dish, and there must have been 5 pounds of lo mein on those plates. I mean, they give you a very healthy serving of entrees.
The restaurant is so underrated. I mean, it's in my top five restaurants. It really is. I just love the place. It's like a must eat at every year we're there.
Yeah, and I could see that, and having seen the menu and having had it in my hand, I mean, it is huge. Not that the menu's huge, but they have a lot of offerings on it, so you could go back there multiple times and never get the same thing, and experience something different.
And it's one of those things where everybody says Disney's expensive, Disney's expensive. This restaurant is not that expensive. I mean, they have all kind of offerings for around $20.
Yeah, and I even my waiter, he even said, I said, "Well, I'm just getting appetizers." I'm always a little apprehensive, like when I'm alone like that. I'm thinking, "Ah, oh, this guy's probably mad. I'm at a table. He's not going to get a bigger tip because there's only one of me." And but he was over the top nice and was just as attentive as if there were 10 people there. And, you know, for instance, like you're saying about the prices, I mean, well, all three were the same exact price. I'm looking at it here, except for the beer, the $8.99 for the egg rolls, the pot stickers, and the wonton. So
and the thing of it is they're not. You're talking three of each, and they're all good. I mean, it's like over the top good, and it's filling you. I mean, it's a lot of appetizers.
Right, and they weren't the little egg rolls; they were the big full size egg rolls. You know, sometimes you get the little mini ones.
Yeah, the little mini
these
ones.
These were the big.
The real McCoy.
Exactly. And like I said, the reason I chose the Victoria Gold Monkey, just because it was a unique beer that, you know, I said, well, let me try that. And it was very good. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the whole experience there. It was worth the trek over to the Animal Kingdom to do that.
And I've told the story on the show before, and I'll tell it to any of our new listeners. My wife, the one time, went off the reservation, and she decided to get baby back ribs, which I mean, like, of all the things on the menu that I thought she would get, that would be the last thing. And she was, and if you see my wife, she's a little thing, like, just to get those ribs, I didn't expect it from her. She was, I'm in the mood for the ribs. And I'm like, the ribs? The last thing I would have guessed.
Right.
They were, like, fall off the bone, absolutely delicious, because I had a few of them.
Well, and that's a good point, too. You know, whether you get an entree and split it or whatever, but, I mean, I got two appetizers, and if I'm not mistaken, there had to be 8 or 10 or 12 other choices, too, so.
Oh, yeah, you got ahi tuna nachos, you got the Thai chili chicken wings that are out of this world. They're fried chicken wings tossed in a sweet chili sauce, spicy Asian pickled cucumber for $9.99. Then you had the pot stickers you got.
Yep.
Then you got wok fry green beans, which I meant to tell you to get them, Dan. They're out of this world.
Yeah, I know. I know you've talked about them, and Bob also mentioned they were
and awesome. Lou Mangiello, they're his favorite snack. He goes up to the counter service and gets them a lot.
Right.
They're battered green beans and sweet chai chili dipping sauce. They're ridiculous. Then you got the pork egg roll that you got with the chili plum dipping sauce.
Right.
And then you got lettuce cups for two. Which sounds lettuce cups, but they're good. They're minced chicken breast, chopped vegetables, Saigon hoisin sauce, and crispy lettuce cups.
Wow.
For $13.99. Then you got a dim sum basket for two, which is the pork pot stickers, the shrimp sai mai chu bai huang.
Wow.
And then they have the pork steamed banana leaf dumplings, and it's really good. Sweet line dipping sauce.
Yep.
And then you got another awesome one, which you didn't get this time, which is the firecracker shrimp, which are ridiculously good.
Yeah, and I saw that, and I was almost going to get that, but I had had the firecracker shrimp over at the boathouse a few nights earlier, so that's why I didn't choose that. But that looked and sounded awesome, and it was almost got that.
Exactly. I mean, and the thing, and I understand why you did that, Dan, because I would have liked to try something different too.
Right, right. But
and you did good. You can't. None of those appetizers you can choose wrong.
Right, and the good thing about it is now I know when I go back I got other things I can try, but I'll definitely end it off with the fried wonton. About it. They were awesome.
Oh, absolutely. They'd be perfect for you and the wife to split.
Oh, yeah, because they give you two big skewers of them, and I think there's four wontons on each skewer, and like I said, you get the pineapple, they throw some strawberries on there, and then you get a big old scoop of vanilla ice cream, which is awesome, and just all those things blended together just go so well, and it was a great way to end my lunch there.
Absolutely, and the thing of it is like they have things like my godson got this, and I actually tried it, and the crispy honey chicken is ridiculously good.
Wow.
And then they have the sweet and sour chicken or pork, which everybody likes, but both of them are $18.99.
That's pretty reasonable.
You know, and then you got your orange beef, which is wok fried beef, onion, celery, carrots, orange stir fry sauce, and jasmine or brown rice, which is awesome. The baby back ribs, but then you even have a Kobe beef burger. You know, which if, you know, you got the kids that don't want to go, you know, with any of the Asian food, they can have, at least they have a burger here, they have ribs here. And then they have the Kobe beef with the coconut shrimp.
Yeah, I mean, really, there's something for everybody on this menu. And there's nothing too exotic. I mean, you know, I don't know. It just seemed like good food there, and the place was pretty packed, and this was at lunchtime, so they're doing well there, that's for sure.
Oh, the restaurant's awesome. I'm glad it's on your to-do list now. And then
Oh,
the
yeah.
other thing that's awesome is the mango pie.
Yeah, I
My
know.
wife loves that,
You've
man.
told the story. That's your wife's favorite. And
Yep.
like I said, again, if I go there, oh boy, that'd be tough enough. Well, maybe like we can split on, yeah, desserts or whatever. Someone can get the wonton, someone can get the mango pie, and share a little of each and be able to experience that as well.
That's what me and Bren do, but believe it or not, I get the smallest piece of mango pie. She ain't giving it up.
Yeah, well, you're probably hoarding the wontons anyway, so.
Come on now, you know me.
No, but in
But
all seriousness, that was a great recommendation. Those were worth the trip to go over there.
I'm going to cut us off now, Dan. We've rambled on. We'll continue on the next news show. We'll do the news on the next episode because there's a lot of it going on. The River of Lights, Hollywood Studios filed for permits, so you're getting to see there is going to be even expanding more than what's already there.
Right.
You know,
Yeah, and and I agree with you. We're getting long here. I mean, I took a bunch of pictures. I don't know if you saw them, but the new Harambe Market is it's
it's
awesome, and
awesome.
we can talk about that on Sunday as well.
So we'll continue. We'll do phase three of your trip.
Yeah, if we keep going, maybe it'll bump into my next trip, whenever that is,
Or mine.
or yours.
Exactly. But anyway, we want to thank everybody. I will personally thank yous on Sunday. We got a few more reviews. It was nice. Our last review just said plain out awesome, which thank you so much.
I agree.
But yeah, we got some more reviews over on iTunes. We really appreciate them, guys. Please keep them coming. Every one of them, really adds up for us. So that makes us, it really makes us know that you're out there listening. We appreciate it.
Yeah, and I just wanted to give a plug. I know I mentioned a couple times, but if any of you guys are not following Peas and Carrots, you should. Just like it's spelled over on Twitter, they do a great job at doing video vlogs and all kinds of stuff. And Common, she taped a whole bunch of stuff while they were there. They were there for 10 days on a it was their 20th anniversary, so it coincided with the 20th anniversary of Food and Wine. And actually, if you feel like seeing me on video, I did film a short segment with them, which should be on her vlog that she just put out, I think, last night. So if you want to see dear old Dennis at Epcot with Peas and Carrots, you'll be able to do that if you check her out on Twitter and watch her vlog.
Well, we'll have to all do that, and then I'll pick on you on
Oh
Sunday
yeah,
about
I'm sure I bumbled and stumbled my way through it, but I
it.
did it nevertheless.
Good job, Dan. But yeah, thank you guys. I really appreciate your reviews over there. Go check out Peas and Carrots, and check us out on Twitter and Facebook at WDW Main Street. And we will talk to you guys real soon. And Dan, you just went to Disney World, so I guess I have to buy. You're
Okay,
broke.
I am broke. I literally we're eating macaroni and cheese for the next month.
Well, it was worth
It was.
it.
Well, yeah, like you said, my metabolism is still breaking down all that beef from the queue.
There you go, buddy. Well, you have a wonderful night, and we will talk to you guys real soon. Well, guys, that's going to be it. Me and Dan's going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and get on out of here. This show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at 856-227-9200. If you need a nice home in the Central Florida area to go visit Disney, Universal, or any of the fine amusement parks, and you want to stay outside the parks, contact the Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. They have a home to fit any size family. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. And if you want to rent a vacation club on Disney property, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And you can also find all of our fine sponsors at our website at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. And please, guys, go give us a review over on iTunes. That's going to be it. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.